You're listening to SearchSAP.com News and Information Roundup for March 14, 2006. I'm Rob Westervelt. Welcome to the premier issue of this program. Through this bi-weekly podcast, SearchSAP will touch on the latest news and information. In the future, we'll bring you more in-depth coverage with independent interviews planned, as well as discussions on the latest SAP-related technologies and product announcements. Today, we'll take a look back on SAP's entry into the CRM on-demand market. We'll be joined by Barney Beal, who serves as news editor of SearchCRM.com. Barney will tell us how on-demand vendors like Salesforce.com and others are reacting to SAP's entry into the market and what analysts are saying. We'll also get an overview of SAP's supply chain update and SAP's extension of its adaptive computing tools on the Microsoft platform. And finally, SearchSAP.com site editor Matt Danielson would join us for a brief discussion on Mendocino, the joint SAP and Microsoft project that is wowing some end users. Matt will also introduce a new blog area connected to SearchSAP. SAP made several announcements last week in conjunction with the CeBIT Computer Expo in Hanover, Germany. SAP updated its supply chain management software, adding tools that allow customers to move one step closer to an adaptive supply chain network. The new version 5.0 includes features added to SAP Advanced Planning and Optimization module, as well as the software vendor's event management and warehouse management modules. In 2002, SAP struck a development deal with Caterpillar Logistics Services, and many of the new features were the result of that deal. Analyst Simon Bragg with the ARC Advisory Group told SearchSAP that the updates make SAP's advanced planning and optimization software more competitive. Bragg said there are still some gaps being filled by specialty vendors. Bragg said supply chain vendors Manugistics Group and i2 Technology still offer very deep functionality. SearchSAP.com's Lauren Hoyt is joining us today to discuss some additional information on supply chain management that can be found at our website, SearchSAP.com. As assistant editor, Lauren manages our expert tips, advice, and learning guidelines on various SAP topics. Well, welcome, Lauren.
Thank you, Rob.
Lauren, what kind of information do we have available for supply chain management? I know the site has a lot of different things available.
Thanks for asking. This week, our featured topic on SearchSAP.com is dedicated to My SAP, SRM, and SCM. Readers can access the featured topic for a roundup of the latest news on SRM and SCM, the best expert advice on the topic, as well as related tips and learning tools. To access the featured topic, please locate the site highlights section in the middle of the homepage. That's at www.searchsap.techtarget.com.
Is there a site expert that kind of deals with the supply chain management?
Absolutely. Our site expert, Sachin Sethi, is a veteran to My SAP, SRM, and SCM. He has over 7 years of experience in the field. He's presented at Sapphire and ASUG, and he's a very valuable resource to our readers. We have a full column of his questions available and a dedicated FAQ section with answers to the most commonly asked SRM and SCM questions.
That's great. Now, how do you pose a question if you want to pose a question to him?
Anyone who wants to submit a question to Sachin or any of our other site experts can find the expert page on SearchSAP.com. First, go to the main site page, locate the Ask the Expert section on the toolbar at the top of the home page. Once you reach the expert page, you can scroll through all of our categories, everything from SAP careers to basis administration, and click on the link next to the category where it says pose a question. Easy as that. Your inquiry will be sent to the appropriate expert in a timely fashion.
Great, Lauren. Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. We'll be turning to Lauren to provide us ways to get more information at our website on the topics we discuss here. In other news, SAP opened up its NetWeaver platform to extend adaptive computing capabilities to all Microsoft environments. Adaptive computing allows IT managers to easily shift computing power for applications based on need. The announcement means SAP customers can now use the Adaptive Computing Controller and NetWeaver to perform virtualization tasks on Microsoft Windows-based systems. Prior to this, SAP customers on the Microsoft platform had to use virtualization technologies from Hewlett-Packard or another vendor. Dana Gardner, an analyst with InterArbor Solutions, told SearchSAP.com that the openness is a natural progression for both SAP and Microsoft. Gardner said both vendors are looking to open up their architectures, especially with the rising use of service-oriented architectures and web services. Again, we're going to turn to SearchSAP.com's assistant editor, Lauren Hoyt. Lauren, I know you work closely with many of the site experts and associated with the site, as well as you help coordinate and develop all the popular quizzes and learning guides on the site. Why don't you kind of give us an idea of what's out there and what are some of the most popular quizzes and learning guides out there for our readers?
Thanks, Rob. One of our reader favorites are our learning guides. These guides are designed to provide an overview of a particular technology by reviewing the latest news, expert advice, and web resources surrounding the topic. Topics range from SAP XI to business intelligence to application security. You can check out all of our learning guides by accessing the link at the bottom of the homepage. Scroll to the bottom of the page and locate the site map, then click on Learning Guides. Look for a brand new learning guide on SAP certification at the end of March.
Lauren, I know there might be some learning guides, there's maybe some quizzes out there that are brand new. Maybe you can share that with us?
Absolutely. We do have two brand new quizzes on the site. It's actually our newest site feature. We started these at the end of last year and had a great response from readers, so we're putting out new quizzes every month. Our latest quizzes are related to SAP security and basis administration. Take down these URLs to access the quizzes for a fun way to test your SAP skills.
The latest site quiz, SAP Basis Troubleshooting in the Field, is available at go.techtarget.com/r/119057. And our other new quiz, Best Practices in SAP Security, is available at go.techtarget.com/r/119058.
Now, Lauren, if a listener has an idea for a learning guide or a quiz, do they go shoot an email over to the editor mailbox, or what's that?
Absolutely. You can submit ideas to editor@searchsap.com, or you can send it directly to me at lhoyt, that's L-H-O-Y-T, at techtarget.com. Thank you.
Thanks, Lauren. SAP entered the software-as-a-service market last month with the introduction of SAP CRM On Demand. The software is for companies with at least 100 customer-facing sales agents. SAP is targeting many of its largest customers, including SAP customers in the upper mid-market. The service will cost $75 per user per month for the basic Salesforce automation capabilities, or $125 for the full suite when it's made available later this year. With me today is Barney Beal. He serves as news editor of SearchCRM.com and SearchDataManagement.com. Barney has been covering the CRM market closely. How long has that been?
About 2.5 years.
Well, welcome, Barney.
Thanks, Rob.
Barney, is SAP CRM On Demand similar in functionality as the hosted CRM software already on the market?
Yeah, I think what you're seeing with this, Rob, is it's pretty much Rev 1 of a hosted Salesforce automation product. The lead management, pipeline management, contact management, all that. Synchronization with Microsoft Outlook, all of this is pretty much standard with the existing applications out there. SAP came a little late to the on-demand game, but I think they have the advantage of seeing what already worked.
I know they've been hinting for some time that they would jump into the market. Now, what's been the response from Salesforce.com and all the others out there? I'm sure they had something to say.
Yeah, it's pretty predictable. Salesforce.com, of course, kind of harkening back to Siebel, which entered the market itself with its own on-demand, kind of claiming that they're not really dedicated to the on-demand market. SAP, part of their messaging has been that you can go with a hybrid deployment, both on-premise and on-demand. Salesforce.com and its other competitors like SalesNet, NetSuite, they're saying, well, look, we're dedicated just to on-demand.
And I know, like right now, sales automation is available first. And what's next? I think there's two other releases.
My understanding is the next module is going to be the marketing module, and then they'll come out with a customer service module after that.
Excellent. Now, what are analysts saying about this?
So far, the reaction's been pretty positive, I think. I mean, this is sort of what was expected. No big surprises here. The big benefit that analysts are pointing out is that it maps to SAP's existing data model. So people with back office ERP, SAP, and back office SAP projects can implement pretty easily once they get that all tied together.
Well, great. Thanks, Barney, for that update. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
We'll be turning to Barney and other news editors and site team members in the TechTarget network to discuss issues as they come up. And finally, a brief discussion on Mendocino. That's the joint SAP and Microsoft project that has been wowing some end users since it was announced, I think, at Sapphire last year. On the phone today is Matt Danielson. Matt is based in California, and he serves as site editor of SearchSAP.com. Matt oversees the entire site, and he has also recently produced some reports on Mendocino, and I know you've covered it, or at least have been watching it closely, Matt. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Matt, now, can you I know I described it as a joint SAP and Microsoft project, but really it's a product now. I know it's out in the hands of some users. Can you kind of describe what Mendocino is?
Yes, I certainly can. Yes, it's co-developed, and it's basically the idea is to have users who are familiar with the Office look and feel just leverage that familiar interface and enable them to reach into SAP. So that instead of flipping between a whole bunch of different applications and windows, they can do stuff in SAP through, in this case, Outlook that's currently coming out to the market now. Going forward, it's going to be expanding beyond that. But for now, it's focused very much on Outlook. And one thing I want to point out here also is that this product has joint support by SAP and Microsoft, meaning that you don't have the blame ping pong, if you can call it that. Instead, you're going to have one throat to choke if something goes wrong, and that support center is responsible for sorting out any problem you may have.
That was announced at Sapphire, right? Did they make a big splash at Sapphire on it last year?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I had an opportunity to take a closer look. They had a demo booth up, and I spoke to some of the users who were there and also playing around a little bit with it.
What did some of the customers say?
They were pretty popular. It was pretty popular. And the bottom line is that everybody wants to empower users to do stuff themselves. Mm. Looking at a heavy focus on ESS, employee self-services. And the only thing at the first rendition of Mendocino is that it's somewhat limited in scope. They really only focus on four SAP functions, which is time management, leave management, organization management, and cost control management / budgeting. And I know that going forward, we're looking at taking these fundamental functionalities and expanding upon it, adding different functions, and making it useful also.
Does that kind of go, sorry to interrupt, but does that kind of go with when Microsoft releases, Office 12?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's when we'll see more functionality?
Office 12 is actually optimized for Mendocino in a way, in that they're switching over. The core format is now being XML, the big change from Microsoft. And that, in turn, is going to make it so much easier to hook in various applications, such as SAP, and you have a lot more streamlined communication back and forth, meaning that, for example, Excel, you can go in a spreadsheet, change a detail in your spreadsheet, and shoots back the information to SAP on the back end, and you can just save it right there. You don't have to flip back and forth. It's very, very much simplification.
It's great to have all this functionality, and it sounds like an interesting product. Now, have they set a price yet?
I'm afraid not. They're rolling out the Mendocino 1.0, and I believe it's June was the last I heard. And I checked just the other day here. They still don't have a price set for that, unfortunately.
Well, we'll definitely keep our eyes on it. And I know that I wanted to kind of bring this into the picture. We have this a new blog at Search SAP, And I know that you've had a recent posting about Mendocino. Do you want to mention that?
Certainly. It's actually a lot more extensive than what we just briefly touched on here. I did interviews with Chris Caron, General Manager of Office Business Applications at Microsoft, and also Kevin Fleiss at SAP. You can read about all this at HTTP, no www, just HTTP, searchsap.blog-city.com/Mendocino_update.htm. No L at N, just HTM.
Now, I know the blog is, you know, a new area for Search SAP. What's the actual homepage URL?
The homepage is searchsap.blog-city.com.
Excellent. And folks can go there, look at the posts. Can they comment on them?
Certainly. We welcome comments. This is the whole purpose of this blog is to enable a little bit of extra communication. We want to be able to comment on SAP news stories and trends that we see in the market if we have events coming up and so forth. And we certainly want to hear from the users about this. If you think that we're not getting something right or not thinking about some angle, we want to hear it. If you think we're doing good or something we should be covering more, by all means, let us know.
Excellent, Matt. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
That ends our premier podcast for SearchSAP.com. We plan to produce a podcast rounding up the latest news and issues on SAP on a bi-weekly basis. Check out our website, SearchSAP.com, for updates as well as the latest SAP news, analysis, expert tips, and advice all right there for you at SearchSAP.com. I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.